We're doing Rav Chalap. Our topic is Purim. And the first thing we're going to learn about is how we get saved from Amalek. So Rav Chalap says, the more we delve into the greatness of Israel, the more we can escape the attempts of our enemies to put us down. The enemies of Israel try to depress Israel. And the way to overcome that is to recognize the greatness of Israel. The enemies of Israel want to kill Israel. The Pasuk says, Sofer rasha la tzadik, the wicked look on at the tzadik, umvakesh la mito, and desire to kill him. Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, but Hashem doesn't let him. So there is a concept that Hashem created in the world, an opposite force. There is an opposing force to the Jewish people, to the concept of holiness. That's what we call Amalek. And that's the mitzvah, Zechoret asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you as you left Egypt. They waited on the sidelines and then they took down all those who were stumbling. You were tired. They didn't fear Hashem. What could Amalek do? Amalek could take down those that were stumbling behind you. Those who decided they're going to leave the clouds of the Jewish people. That's what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Had we kept the first Shabbos that Hashem gave us, no nation could have taken control of us. But there were people who went out to collect the mun on that first Shabbos. They desecrated the Shabbos. So that's why Amalek was able to hurt us. So Amalek couldn't win the Jewish people at a war. But they were able to affect those who were stumbling behind the Jewish people. Well, you know what? If those stumbling behind the Jewish people are affected, then we're all affected. We represent the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, so to speak, Hashem's throne in this world. And that was affected. You'd say, how did Amalek affect Hashem's throne? Hashem says, no, they were able to take down some of the Jewish people. Meaning, the entire Jewish people, when they're united, so then there's a sanctification of Hashem's name. If Amalek could take even the weaklings of Israel, those that were stumbling behind, so then they were able to impinge on the name of Hashem being spread in the world. If you have a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter, the Sefer Torah is pasul. You have a Sefer Torah, it's just missing one letter. The whole Sefer Torah is pasul. We represent that Sefer Torah. So all of Am Yisrael has to represent Hashem here. When we start remembering what happened there, so we're supposed to remember the greatness of the Jewish people. That means every Jew is important, even the guy who's stumbling behind. That Amalek could hurt him. That means everyone has an importance. The more we can connect to that concept, the more we could put down Amalek. Why is Amalek coming to battle? Amalek wants to fight the Ribbono Shel Olam. We remember down below that we are supposed to represent Hashem in this world, and then Hashem says, I'll take up the fight. The concept of the Jewish people is Yisrael Osechayim. The Jewish people will ultimately succeed. Hashem gave us the ability to connect to eternal life. And the Medrash says, even when the time will come that perdition will cease to exist, we will continue to exist. The concept of Am Yisrael is Netzach, eternity. The more we can connect to that concept, the more we can overcome the challenges of Amalek. Amalek tries to make us think that everything is about now. And we retain the perspective that we are eternal and we continue to represent their Ribbono Shel Olam, and every one of us has that eternity within them. When we connect to that, we start winning the war against Amalek. Yeah.